The next thing I want to talk about is your attitude towards the people in the interviewing panel. Most of us see them as enemies. Interviewer, that's the guy who wants to screen us out. That's the guy who wants to uncover our weaknesses. That's the guy who wants to catch us on something. This is the way we typically see the people in the interviewing panels. However, this is not true at all. You know, employers do not conduct interviews to make fun of people, to find their weaknesses, to screen them out. They conduct interviews for a simple reason. To find a good colleague, to hire someone, to give a job to someone who can bring some added value to the company. That's the reason why they conduct interviews. Believe me, they are not happy if you fail. They want to see you doing well, acing the interview, impressing them, presenting yourself like someone who can be useful for their company. Someone who wants to work there. Someone who's enthusiastic about it. Someone who can be their future colleague. This is what they are looking for. But if you don't understand it like this, if you see the interviewers as most people see them, as the enemies, you won't succeed in an interview. Because this mindset, this attitude, it will all be reflected in your behavior. They will feel it in the air. They will feel you don't like them. And in the moment they feel it like this, they won't hire you. It is time to change your mindset. You should understand that you and the interviewer have the same goal. You want to get a job, and they want to hire someone. Without them, you can't fulfill your goal. But without you, without the best applicant for the job, they can't fulfill their goal. Try to see them as your friends. This will create a completely different atmosphere in an interview. And what more, once your attitude is right, it will be reflected in your behavior. And even if you can't convince yourself into this way of thinking, you should at least try to act friendly in an interview. What does it mean? Smile, keep an eye contact, compliment them if there's a reason, be nice, humble, show respect, try to show the added value. Simply act as if you were talking to your best friend. Of course, with all the professionalism needed in an interview. This always works. Some people from my interview coaching lessons struggled very much with this one, because they thought their interviewer was not qualified. Some said he was too young, some said he was too old, or he wasn't a specialist in the field of their expertise. You know, we can always find a reason why the interviewer is bad or not qualified. However, why do you even think about it? It makes no sense to think if the interviewer is qualified or not, because you can't choose your interviewer. You simply have to accept the guy who's there, and that's it. Qualified or not, it doesn't matter. Actually, if he's not qualified, it's better for you. In that case, it is much easier to convince him that you are a perfect candidate, even if you are not. Think about it. It is actually an advantage. It doesn't matter who your interviewer is. You should always do your best to create a friendly relationship. It all starts with your mindset. If you see him as a friend, if you really consider him like that, it will be reflected in your behavior in an interview. Be nice, humble, smile, keep eye contact, be friendly, show respect, show recognition. Act as if you were talking to a good friend of you. That's the best way how to succeed in an interview. It is actually the only way, because people recruit friends, they never recruit enemies. Change your attitude, act friendly, and get a job. Your body language and your communication in an interview. Which one can you influence? Which one matters? We will have a look at it right now. Let's start with your verbal communication. There's just one principle you have to remember, and it is this one. Simple is beautiful. We have to realize that the interviewer does not have to be a specialist in our field of expertise. He can be an HR person, an external consultant, a manager, simply someone who knows nothing about the technical aspects of our job. But still, he's the guy who decides if we get a chance in another round of interviews. He's the guy who decides if we get a job or not. And in order to give us any chance, he has to understand us. He has to understand what we are saying. Therefore, you should speak in simple sentences. Use rather simple words anyone can understand. Speak to the point and answer the questions they give you. Don't talk about something completely different as many applicants do. Then, you should try to use a lot of facts and numbers in your answers. Numbers, names, and facts. It all adds a lot of credibility to your words. To understand it better, just compare the following two sentences. First sentence. When I worked at ABC, our sales were growing constantly. And second sentence. When I worked as a sales manager at ABC, from 2007 to 2012, our sales growth in average by 20% annually. Can you see the difference? The second sentence has much more power in it. Numbers and facts add credibility to your sentences, so don't forget to use it. To communicate well in an interview isn't any magic. All you have to do is to speak in simple words, so everyone can understand you. Use simple words, talk to the point, and use numbers and facts anytime you can. That's the best way how to communicate in an interview. Now, I want to talk about nonverbal communication, about your body language. Honestly, this topic is a little bit overhyped. You can find big books about all the signs our body sends and how to do it and how to don't do it. But the problem is that we can't control our nonverbal communication. It simply mirrors our emotions, feelings, attitudes, our state of mind. So, I am not going to tell you do this gest or these gests in an interview. Because we have no control of it. Your body simply reflects how you feel. But what can we do to ensure that our body language is not going to betray us in an interview? Can we do anything at all? As I said already, the body language reflects your attitudes, your emotions, your feelings. And this is what you should focus on. Actually, this is what I try to teach you all the time, to focus on right attitudes and feelings, and then everything will be right. And it's the same with body language. Build right attitudes in your mind, and your body language will be right too. If you are enthusiastic about the opportunity, if you are interested in them, if you show respect, if you are humble, if you consider the interviewer your friend, this will all be reflected in your nonverbal communication, in your body language. Your body will send very good signs to the other side of the table. But oppositely, if you don't believe yourself, if you don't like the interviewer, if you are negative about everything, if you are not tuned in the right way, it will be reflected in your body language too. And in that moment, you will lose your chances of getting a job. We can't control our body language in an interview. We can never control it. But we can control our attitudes, our points of views, our emotions and feelings. And these are reflected in the body language. If it is alright, your body language will be good too. Communication is everything. Don't forget that simple is beautiful if we talk about your verbal communication. Use simple sentences, talk to the point, use facts and numbers, be a good listener. And to your nonverbal communication, focus on your attitudes, mindsets, points of view. Once these are right, your body language will be alright too. Work on it and get a job. The next sentence I am going to tell you is very special. It will win you many job interviews in your life. Act as an ideal employee would act in his daily job. What does it mean? It means showing the same abilities, skills, and attitudes as an ideal employee would have on certain position. Let's have a look at some examples. We can start with the position of personal banker or a bank teller if we want. Well, an ideal banker has an outgoing personality. She's passionate about her job. She likes to talk to people. She's a good listener, definitely keeps an eye contact with the client, is friendly, but she acts professionally at the same time. She has good knowledge of the products and services the bank offers. And for sure, she's happy when doing her job. And you, if you apply for a position of a banker, should act in the very same way in your interview. You should showcase the same abilities and skills. What does it mean? Well, you surely should keep an eye contact with your interviewer. You should be friendly, humble, you should show respect. You should be full of energy. You should research about the products and services they offer to be able to talk about it in an interview. You should be full of energy and positive about people, about yourself, about the job and about everything. And that's it. If you act in this way, they will feel that you have the right personality for the job. This will automatically put you on the top of the list of the candidates. Act as an ideal employee would act in his daily job. Let's have a look at a completely different position. A position of a financial analyst. An IT analyst is focused on numbers. He does not tolerate mistakes. He is a perfectionist. Always on time, loyal to the employer. He enjoys doing things analysts do on a daily basis. He is passionate about his work and numbers. To analyze is not only his job. It's also his hobby, his passion. Critical and analytical thinking are amongst his skills. And he's able to work independently, without the need of any supervision. He can communicate with staff members from all departments of the company in a simple language. And he's able to predict what's going to happen in the future. And again, you should act in the same way in an interview. You should be bang on time, not a minute late. You should bring as many things with you as you can. You should talk a lot in numbers and enjoy this talk. You should include numbers in every answer. You should be very focused, listen all the time, never ask them to repeat a question. And you should talk to the point only and use a lot of financial terminology anytime possible. On the top of that, if there's a chance to give them any suggestions related to your job, you should do it. And again, if your behavior is as described, they will get the feeling that you have an ideal personality for this job. And in that moment, you will be near to signing a job contract. Act as an ideal employee would act in his daily job. And if it is not natural for you, try to work on it. Try to work on your presence, on your behavior. You know, it's not something bad to try to improve ourselves, to try to become better employees. Try to work on it and try to present yourself as an ideal employee. An ideal personality is not reflected only in the answers to interview questions. It is reflected mostly in your behavior, in your attitudes, simply in the way you act in an interview. Do it as an ideal employee would do it and get a job. Now I want to speak about something different. You have probably read many times on the websites of different companies how much they care about us, that they want us to realize our potential in their company, that they hope we will achieve success, that we will feel good there, that we will be happy with the new job, and all of these things. However, do you really think it matters for them if we are satisfied, if we are happy, if we have a good salary, if we feel fulfilled in our job and all of these things? Honestly, they don't care. Like everybody else, they care for their own gains, for their own benefits. They don't care about you. Okay, if you feel good, if you feel fulfilled, you probably also deliver good results. That's what matters for them. But after all, they mind only their own business. They care for their benefits, for their profit, not for yours. And clever job seekers care about the same things. Or at least, they pretend they care about it. This is called you, not I principle. That means being focused on things you can do for them, not things they can do for you while being in an interview. I know that some of you may say, okay, but they inquire about these things. They ask me about my education, about my experience, about my strengths and weaknesses. Yes, that's true, they ask about it, but the only thing they care about is if it can be somehow useful for their business. You, as a clever job seeker, should make them believe that you care about the same things as they do. Now, how to do it? It's not that difficult. It's all about connecting what you know, what you did, and who you are with what you can do for them. For example, if they give you these typical interview questions about your strengths, instead of just naming your strengths, you should tell them how each of these strengths will help you to be good in your job. This is the optimal way of thinking from their point of view. It's similar with your education. If you completed some special education or course, instead of just saying you did so, elaborate on it, explaining how this particular knowledge is going to help you in this job. And this principle can be applied in any case. Doesn't matter what your education is, what your experience is, what your strengths and weaknesses are. You can always connect it to the job. Once you do so, they see you as someone who cares for their profit, for their gains, for their benefits. And if it happens, you will gain an upper hand in an interview. Let me tell you just one practical example to ensure you understand it right. Let's say you apply for a sales position or for any kind of customer service position. And your communication skills represent your strength. Okay, it's just an example. If it is so, instead of just saying that you have good communication skills, you should say that you believe to be able to turn a lot of prospects into clients because of your good communication skills. Can you see the difference? This is a completely different level of presentation to what most of the job seekers do. This shows that you care. You know, success in an interview is not about showing how great you are, what kind of king you are, and what all you can do. It's about convincing them that you can bring some added value to their company. That all your strengths and experience and education and all you have can be useful for them. This is the you, not I principle. Just very few job seekers apply this principle in an interview. Use it, succeed, and get a job. In the next parts of the recording, I would like to talk about some mistakes many job seekers do. The first one is that many people get distracted in an interview easily. They lose their focus, lose their composure, stop to follow their plan, just because of one bad answer, one mistake, or some kind of strange behavior of the interviewer. You know, interviewers have their techniques, their tactics. Sometimes they try to play with you, but you should not let them do. Let me show you some examples. Maybe you experienced it already, that the interviewers were very nice to you. You know, acting like your best friends, shaking hands, it might even seem unprofessional to you. Well, this is a strategy. They try to act as your friends. They know that you loosen up, some barriers are broken, you speak more openly and more honestly. This is their strategy, that's it. And you know, I also applied this strategy when interviewing people many times. Some of them really lost all their barriers, completely forgot it was an interview. They forgot. They talked like if you were best friends or something like that, and this just wasn't good. Because after all, it's an interview. You come there with a single ambition to get a job, and you should follow this ambition. You should not forget on it just because we pretend to be your friends. Well, of course we want to be nice, or at least some of us want to be. But after all, it's an interview. You should do your best to convince us that you are the right one for the job. I understand you may say, okay, that's not bad. I am who I am. So why to play something in an interview? Well, you know, this is not exactly true. Of course, in most of the talks in your life, you should be who you are. But in an interview, you come there to win a job. You didn't buy this recording to be who you are in an interview. You bought it to learn how to act in an interview, what to do to convince the employers to offer you a job. You should always play a little bit. Every successful job seeker does it. There's nothing bad on it at all. So do not get caught in the trap. Based on this recording, you should have a plan how to act and what to do in an interview. And that's what you should follow. Doesn't matter if they act professionally, or if you have the feeling that they act as if you were talking in a pub. In some other cases, the situation differs. They are not nice, but oppositely, they are very tough. They put you under pressure, they make you feeling stressed, and from the first moment, every time you look at them, you have the feeling, okay, these people don't like me, they won't offer me the job. But again, this is only a technique, only a strategy they have. You know, some job interviews are so tough that the best applicants score like 70%, not more. So tough it is. You know, they sometimes ask you a very tough question or tell you to do a roleplay that really can't be do well. They try to put you under pressure, just to see if you can handle it. If you're gonna explode or not. They do all these things to get a good picture of you. And you should be aware of this before an interview. And therefore, they should not get into your head. You should be able to stay focused, relaxed, and stick to your plan. Doesn't matter what's happening in an interview. Doesn't matter if they are nice or oppositely they are very tough. And you know, one swallow really doesn't make a summer. Even if you give a very bad answer to a question, or you refuse to answer one because it is too personal. These things simply happen in an interview. It's alright. There's nothing like a perfect applicant who answers all the questions well, who doesn't struggle in an interview at all. At least, I have never met such an applicant. Therefore, you should not let these things, these mistakes, to distract you. Stick to your plan, be focused, and don't let them to get into your head. That's the only way how to get a job.